Kevin Chen in performance, and for very good reason, the young superstar pianist is coming to Toronto, and it is the Oasis on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Our look at arts and culture. One of Canada's most exciting young pianists is taking the stage at Kerner Hall in downtown Toronto, Kevin Chen. He is quickly building an international reputation as both a performer and a composer. Kevin was born in Alberta and has already taken top prizes at major competitions around the world. He is the youngest person in Canada to earn the Royal Conservatory of Music's Associate's Diploma. Most recently, in October of last year, Kevin won the silver medal at the 19th International Frederic Chopin Piano Competition in Warsaw. He was the youngest ever winner of the Franz Liszt International Piano Competition and won first prize in the Arthur Rubinstein Piano Master Competition. His playing has been praised for its clarity, imagination, and technical brilliance. He's also an active recording artist with albums that showcase not only the standard repertoire, but his own compositions, bringing a fresh voice to classical tradition. For his upcoming recital at Kerner Hall, he'll be performing a program that includes works by Chopin, Liszt, and Scriabin. The performance is Sunday, May 24th, rcmusic.com for tickets to that 3 p.m. matinee. Kevin Chen, welcome to the Oasis.
Thank you so much.
Where have we reached you today?
I'm in Calgary right now. I'm home.
That's home for you. Do you get to be home much these days? How does that work?
I have been, actually. I've been home for a few weeks and then, you know, had some things in Canada here and there. Yeah, it's always nice to be back in Canada. And I always like playing for Canadian audiences as well.
How have you adapted to international life where you are flying around the world and keep a balance of practice and appearances like these and recording and being on stages around the world? How's that been for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's been a good balance so far. I'm also studying right now in Germany. So I guess I have to balance that, you know, classwork with concerts as well. But I think so far it's been a good balance. I mean, school is school, right? So
fair enough. Homework is homework, right?
So yes.
We're very interested in your Chopin competition experience. You've been involved in many, many different competitions over the years. Does it feel as big as it seems to audiences and fans, the actual Chopin competition? Tell us about that experience.
I think it does because this competition, it's been around, right? And it's like one of these monumental events that I kind of grew up knowing about and watching it. So in a way, it feels like the Olympics of the piano world. You know, even just a few years ago, I wouldn't have imagined that I would be the one participating, playing on that stage in that context. During the competition, I tried not to think too much about that aspect since, you know, if I paid too much attention to that, then I would be too scared to play at all. Yeah.
Well, it's fair. And Eric Liu ends up being the winner last fall, but we had the incredible Bruce Liu, the first Canadian to ever win the Chopin competition, a couple years ahead of that. We've had people like Charles Richard Amelin, who was a silver medalist just like you. And so, nice legacy for Canada, and congratulations on that. It's pretty fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's an honor to join those wonderful pianists as well.
You know, the demand from the public these days when they look to a concert pianist is they want that precision, they want that technicality, but they're also looking for this emotional intelligence and what the piece can be with expressiveness. So both the science, but also looking for the heart. So when you're approaching a piece and you know that's kind of what people are looking for these days, tell us about that process and how you sort of use both sides of your brain.
I think at the heart of it all, I have to, you know, approach it in a sort of authentic way. At least I try to, since, as you said, that's what I guess most people are looking for in an interpretation. And it's impossible to please everyone with any one interpretation. So I guess the most I can do is just to approach it in a way that makes sense to me and hope that the audience can resonate with that, if that makes sense.
It does. I mean, I would imagine it would be learn the piece and then kind of step back and say, well, what does this say to me? How do I want to put my own stamp on it? Is that the process or how? Tell us what yours is.
I guess so, yeah. And I guess when it comes to the interpretation, it's also not possible to go back in time and ask the composer, you know, what to do in some particular situation. So I have to try to convey what the composer wanted.
It sort of becomes a little bit of instinct, I would imagine.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. If you are just joining us, Kevin Chen on the line, and he will perform at Kerner Hall on Sunday, May 24th, which is a wonderful 3 p.m. matinee. So very, very accessible for people on a Sunday afternoon. Tickets at rcmusic.com, and we're hearing music from Kevin in the background. And Kevin, just looking at the repertoire for this particular recital, I'm thinking about Mikhail Pletnev, who's a great pianist and conductor. And his new album is Chopin and Scriabin. And you're starting this program out with these two composers. I mean, talk about that decision. And do you see a relationship between the two?
I think that was just a coincidence, to be honest.
Yeah, fair.
When I was putting this program together, I wanted to include Chopin. You know, I would consider him one of my favorite composers. And also Liszt. I just feel at home with these two composers. And I think it's quite easy for me to program their works into a recital. And also Scriabin, since, I don't know, I guess I just wanted to do something different since I've been doing Chopin and Liszt for quite a while now. So
it's interesting. It's a composer we talk about, the Chopin preludes, what have you, been performed many, many times, recorded many, many times. But the Scriabin, maybe not so much. People aren't quite as familiar. What is it about his compositions that speak to you?
I think what I appreciate about him is just the huge variety in his compositional technique. His early works are maybe more romantic, maybe like an ultra-romantic Chopin, if you will.
Sure.
And then, you know, when you compare that with his later works, it doesn't even feel like it's by the same composer. So, you know, I included one of his later works, Vers la Flamme, in this program to sort of, I guess, showcase that. And sort of complements each other quite well, the contrast.
For audiences who are going to be visiting Kerner Hall, what are you excited about for them to experience within that program? What do you think the overall arc of that performance is going to be for them?
Well, these are some of, I guess, my favorite pieces, and I quite enjoy playing these pieces. And I think this program comes together quite well. I'm particularly excited about the last piece in the program, which is one of my own transcriptions of Liszt's Les Préludes.
I love that you've tackled that. Tell us a little bit about that process.
I think it's something that Liszt himself would probably do, since he made many transcriptions and arrangements of other pieces. And, you know, when I heard that piece for the first time, I sort of knew in a way that I wanted to try to play it on the piano. I don't know if it's completely possible to capture the entire orchestra on just one instrument, but it's a fun little challenge as well. And it goes quite well at the end as well.
So if you're there in May, listen for that final piece, Les Préludes, and the music of Liszt, transcribed by Kevin Chen himself. Kevin, we're excited about your career. Congrats on the recent Chopin competition, all the different competitions. I know the Royal Conservatory of Music is really excited to have you on that stage. And thank you for taking a few minutes with us.
No, thank you so much for your time.
Kevin Chen on the line all the way from Alberta, and he'll perform at Kerner Hall on Sunday, May 24th, 3 p.m. matinee, featuring, as we just heard, Chopin, Scriabin, and Liszt in the finale. Tickets at rcmusic.com, and this is Kevin Chen in performance. You're with The Oasis on the New Classical FM. It is Mark Wigmore here, our look at arts and culture.